Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Sorry. Go.
Ba-da-ba-da.
Hala Hala Show Season 2 Mix Number
6.
Welcome to the Hala Hala Show.
What's
everybody
up? That's JC.
That's Rika G. And a little shorter mix today because we have a Kumu.
Don't tell them.
Live stream that's going to be taking place in about, well, by the time that you hear this, it's already done.
Yeah. Probably.
But welcome to the Hala Hala Show for all the first time listeners. Tell them about
welcome.
The podcast.
Well, we talk about everything and anything under the sun. How can we never say anything?
Under the moon?
No. Anything and everything.
What do we say?
I say everything and any. No. Everything and anything.
Everything. Anything. And
what's more natural for you?
We talk about anything and everything. I say anything.
Yeah. How come we don't say it the other way around?
Everything and anything.
It could be. Yeah, let's start it. Let's start a trend.
Everything and anything under the sun.
Everything and anything under the sun. But we do have some structure. Mm-hmm. So we start out with talking about our colorful lives inside the four walls of our rooms.
Yeah, in this segment, it's called Where You Been? Which we will do first, but then later on we move on to the TTs. The
JC, trending, what's going to be your TTs?
The TTs, the trending topics for today. Chris Aquino, meme again.
Because it's like it's the way she says it.
Yeah, she's an icon, you know, queen of media, and then people are now dubbing her the queen of meme. We'll talk about the latest Chris Aquino meme going on. For more, I guess, real news. car seat law. There's a new car seat law that people are kind of not really feeling because of it's kind of silly. But we'll talk about that and why people think it's silly.
Okay.
And the last thing is another viral commercial. So we've talked about viral commercials before. I'm sure we've talked about Jollibee way a few years ago. We've talked about the RC Cola ads. Now there's one that's kind of making
the commercial you're in.
What commercial did I mean?
Nothing.
Have you seen the commercials that I'm
in? Yeah, the
which ones have you seen that I've been in?
Ginebra.
I don't even do anything in there.
I know,
I'm
but
just
you were
like
the oh the other one with the bank. Is it the bank?
Oh, wait, the Father's Day one. The Father's Day one. Yung
where
San Miguel.
It person. Wasn't your voice.
Ah,
what does that?
Tender juicy hot dogs. Tang ina nila no.
Guys,
please, my voice.
Please look it up. Did you know who dubbed you?
I don't. Someone, one of our former radio ones, messaged me and said, "I think I know who dubbed your voice." And I said, "Can I who?" And they said, "It's confidential." I guess they work for the agency or something.
Why? We just. It's not like you're gonna hunt them down and hurt them.
I was so shook. By the way, anyway, the commercial is from Tipsy Pig, and it's pretty funny, and it's actually gone viral online. So those are the three things we're gonna talk about for the TTs. But let's start with where you been, Rika G. Where you been this week?
This week, I've been home most of the time, unless it's like our day for board work here in the radio station. But I am happy because. I don't know. I just feel happy when I'm home. Mm. You know, even I feel like even without the lockdown, I just like cooking at home. I have like what do you call this? Recipes that I've always wanted to try that I tried this week, and I've been trying to eat healthy. However,
what is the recipe that you tried this week before you talk about however?
Okay, so I don't have a name for it. It's like I just see it online in like Korean vlogs. It's like a tomato-y vegetable with croutons and tofu. No. Tomato, like it's like sauteed tomatoes and like it's like a.
What makes a salad a salad?
That is a good question,
that's a good question, right? At what point is it not no longer a salad and it's a meat dish? Because there's salads with meat.
Yeah, with meat.
But then there's also meat dishes with
vegetables. And then there's also a pasta salad.
Oh.
Like, what the hell?
What the hell is that?
I have another question for you.
Tanginang salad.
I'm a big salad girl. Like, I love my salads. If they weren't that expensive, like in Salad Stop,
yeah,
I would get that every day. I would get that. I know. I would get that shit every day. But, right, you know, because it's super expensive, I'd rather just buy the ingredients and then make a lot.
What's your favorite Salad Stop order?
The Asian sauce one.
Do you get a wrap or do you get a salad?
I get a salad bowl. Nah. Yeah, I like it better than the wrap.
I love the wraps. Yung Caesar chicken Caesar salad.
Sarah. Mm. And then what else?
Wait, we gotta look that up. What makes a salad, bro? Anyway,
keep... And then there's tossed salad.
Do you know what tossing the salad is?
Like in sexual terms?
Yes, do you know?
Can I guess? Okay, obviously it involves the genitals, right?
Yeah.
But is it the woman's job or the guy's job?
It could be both.
Both. Okay, so like it's more of a collaborative thing?
One person is doing the tossing.
Okay, so I'm thinking the guy's doing the tossing because you kind of need like a shaft.
No, you don't need think of it as a salad. You need your mouth.
Yeah.
Mm. And you need a orifice.
But you don't toss the salad with your mouth. You use, you know, like a spoon and a fork.
Right. But the spoon and fork is kind of like the tool that you use to taste.
To taste.
So
the
what
salad.
Do you use to taste?
Your mouth.
Yeah, but which part of your mouth? Inside
the
your
tongue.
Mouth. The tongue.
Oh, so yeah. you swish it around? In the genital?
Well, that's what, yeah, it's like,
Oh. You didn't actually need to demonstrate.
Yeah.
But, okay, fine.
So basically, tossing a salad is when you lick your partner's asshole.
Asshole? Mm. Isn't that, there's another term for that.
But, you know, because there's this video that went, I don't know. Is that a rim job? Is that the same thing?
Yeah. I was thinking
but
of
I
a
think
rim job.
Because I saw a viral video when I was in high school about this prison, and this guy was talking about his getting a salad tossed. But they put jelly in there.
What do you mean, like the food?
Yeah, like I put some jelly in my asshole and toss him a salad. I have to find a video to understand. But so they put food in there before.
Damn.
But you'd be surprised how many, like, how much stuff has been put in people's butts.
Oh yeah.
Like who thought of that? Hey, bro, you want to put some jelly in your asshole today?
Maybe like years ago. when the world had its first lockdown,
okay,
people were like, we are too bored, man. I mean, like, I can't go to an apothecary or right. something. I don't know.
So wait, you said you try to eat healthy, but something happened this
okay,
week.
But I'm very thankful. But Pizza Hut sent me two pizzas. So I had to give some away, but I still have like a lot left over. Mm. So I've been eating that all week. But in between, I try to, you know, sneak in some vegetables. It does have bell peppers on it, so that's a vegetable.
Okay, so Merriam-Webster, by the way, defines a salad as usually cold dishes, including raw greens, vegetables, and toppings. It is served with dressing or small pieces of food, or usually mixed with a dressing or set in gelatin. So it's cold? It has to be cold?
I guess so. Yeah.
Have you ever had a hot salad? Now that I think about it, I don't think so.
No.
So it has to be cold for it to
I feel
be a
like
salad.
Because I mean if you heat up the greens, it's just gonna wilt.
That makes
then,
sense.
Right?
That makes sense. Just food for thought. Literally, I mean, excuse the pun. Warm? I gotta Google. Is it warm salad? But potato salads can be warm.
No.
Or no, you're
no,
right.
No, they're not. They're cold.
Maybe
ew.
You're spoiled.
You know what I've always wanted to try?
My hot chicken salad. But I guess that's... Anyways.
Well, it's because of the chicken, I guess. Yeah. I mean, you can't eat raw chicken, man.
True.
Anyway, true. I've always wanted to try a caprese salad or caprese or something.
With the mozzarella
balls. Oh, that would be
mozzarella,
amazing.
I think I've determined. I might have...
Is it your top tier?
I think it's my number one cheese now. Yeah. I think I was debating between like blue cheese... And like Parmesan, maybe.
You're such
up
a
there.
Basic bitch.
But mozzarella is so good, bro. It's so good, and it's what they make string cheese out of, mozzarella cheese. So it's
I also love cream cheese. You know what I love as well? Mascarpone, but it's so expensive.
Mascarpone.
I don't know how you say it, but mascarpone. It's super good.
Mascarpone cheese. Italian soft cheese made from cream and resembling cream cheese.
It's like a more expensive cream cheese.
Coagulated by
use acidic. That in another sentence.
Coagulated. Okay. Coagulated pala. What does that use mean? It. Like, I guess, like mixing? Mm-hmm. I don't know. I coagulated some jelly into my asshole.
I coagulated my underwear and my dirty clothes or something. Anyway. Wait a minute. Wait for me to finish my food.
Sige.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Crunchy.
Did you do any...
Okay. So, I'm also proud that I worked out almost every day this week.
How's your jump rope challenge?
Yeah, I've been doing it. Yeah, almost. 3 more days.
Ilan days ba yun?
Hindi, hindi ko siya in every day because I do work out every day. So, when on the times that I don't work out my legs, I do the challenge. Jump rope.
1,000?
1,000. Yeah, 1,000. And can I just tell you, I started learning how to do rope flow. So,
tricks?
Kind of, but I'm not jumping on the rope. Do you get me? It's like more left, right, and then it's all like you guys can search for it, but it's pretty cool. I'm still in like the super duper duper new beginner stage, but it's really fun. It, you know, it makes my arms tired, but that's what we need.
Have you hit yourself in the face now?
Yeah, oh, yeah, all multiple times. Sure. Yeah. I felt like. It was a, I don't know.
What weight is your, but you have to get a
500
weight and rope.
Grams. And then, okay, so I don't know why I needed to get another jump rope. I bought another jump rope, but it's weighted. So it's like a heavier rope. Yeah. And then the rope flow, you don't actually jump on it.
Mm.
Yeah, but it's still heavy, but it's heavier. So it's the heaviest. And then I bought another one that's just a little heavier than the speed ropes that I got originally. And then, yeah, so I'm proud that I've been working out every day. It really helps that I go on like a Zoom workout thing with our former, yoga teacher / dance instructor. Anyway, yeah, we do that every day. Maybe just like for 30 minutes, but still at least, you know, at least we're moving.
You're moving.
We're moving. What else did I do? Pepper got a really bad, sugat.
What? From what?
He kept, what do you call this? He kept chewing his paw pads, and apparently it's like a thing. It's like a habit that they pick up. Mm. And if you don't try to wean them off of it, that could happen. So it did happen. And now to avoid or to like discourage him, to chew on his paw pads. I can't say that freaking word.
Paw pads.
Paw pads.
I don't mean paw pads. What are paw pads?
Like the paw pads.
I don't mean textbook in text on my book. What's a paw pad? Like, what is
like
it used for?
Like the pad of the paw. It's like a body part.
Oh, it's not a. It's not like a pee pad.
No,
they,
no.
I thought it was an accessory.
No. Paw. It's like a paw pad.
So their paw.
Their paw, mismo. Basically.
But the bottom.
But the bottom part.
Yung the one with the. The callus?
Yes.
Okay. And the black part
usually. Most of his sugat is like on the paw. Like, do you get me? Like on top of like the foot. Yeah, anyway, he chewed it off and now I'm treating it like every single day. Like 3 times a day, I clean the wound and whatever.
Damn.
What was I about to say? Oh, there. So to discourage him to chew on his paw pads, I spray it with apple cider vinegar.
Mm.
Just a little bit. And then it's so, I'm so sorry, Pepper, but I find it so cute. He runs away.
No.
Whenever I pick up the spray for the vinegar, he's like,
he knows.
Yeah, he knows. He knows. He doesn't like the smell. What else? Yeah, that's it. Just editing videos.
When's your next one coming out?
On Wednesday.
Dope.
Right.
Dope.
And I watch this random streamer's new stream.
Oh shit.
It's like the worst.
Oh shit.
No, just kidding. Of course I wanted to support you. So hey, what the? So, you know, I watched.
Yeah.
Cool. Nice. You know what? Can I just say, I like watching streams. Watching gameplays. You know, I'm not a big gamer. I don't really understand a lot of the games. But I feel like because I'm a fan of, you know how I'm a fan of like, mindless violence on movies.
Yes, I do.
I guess that's also why I love watching gameplays. You know, it's like a movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's entertaining.
It's entertaining. So I'm excited for your career to launch. And congratulations.
Thanks, buddy. Mm-hmm. Are you done, Finn? Nah?
Yeah.
Okay. I did as Rika said, I did a few major things this week, in the, what is that static sound, bro?
Oh, there.
There it is. There. Yeah. So in the, if you've listened to the Where You've Been the last few months, mm-hmm. I haven't really been doing anything significant, so to speak, but I did a lot of significant things. So the first thing is I got the walls of my,
you're wearing jeans, man. I'm so sorry. I just,
you know.
And I'm like, whoa.
Because okay. You gotta go somewhere, right? All right. I got my apartment walls painted.
What?
I mean, repainted, you know, like to clear the, like there's, the, it was
dirty.
Dirty and it just looked dark. Mm-hmm. Smudges
to
and stuff.
To what?
No, just what the color? Same. Just the same. Repainted white. And I was surprised how fast it was. The guy who we got was recommended to me. Worked so fast. Very mm-hmm. affordable. Mm-hmm. Because every time I got a quote, like literally, I don't want to undersell the guy. And I don't think I, you know, screwed him over or anything. Yeah. But all the quotes I was getting from other people, like, were 3-4 times more.
Mm-hmm.
He got it done in like two hours less.
Wow. Maybe. Yeah,
really fast. I mean, this maybe it wasn't double coated, but the paint was, you know, like, but the paint that we got was.
And you're not very particular anyway.
Not really. I mean, but it looks really good.
How was the smell though?
So let me know if you need a painter. Message me directly. I'll recommend him to you because he's really good. Well, how's the smell? Not, I couldn't really smell that much. Nothing bad. It was so, it looks so nice. Like literally, it's so,
I want to see.
Looks like a fresh apartment. So that's one of the things, because I've been putting that off for a few years now.
Did you have to tell your landlord? Oh, no.
I did not.
Okay.
Well, this is my, it's my own apartment, but I didn't have to get like a.
Like a permit?
Permit or something. Maybe I should have. Maybe I needed to, but I didn't, they didn't stop me. Like, they didn't stop Kuya Painter when I met up with him. So that's one of the major things I did. The biggest thing that I, oh no, before I go to the biggest thing, I also needed to make more room for the big thing. So I got rid of a lot of stuff. I once again went through all my inventory of clothes and like stuff that were in my cabinets. Mm. And I threw away a lot of stuff. I'd say I threw away like maybe like 20% of things that were maybe not necessary anymore. Not clothes.
Did I see it right? You're still using the computer table.
The red one?
Yeah.
Yeah, for now.
Oh, for now.
That's the plan for now. Because I don't know how to get rid of it actually. Mm. Like I don't, it's the leg, one of the legs is broken. But I got, and some clothes that I boxed up for donation. So now I got rid of like 30-40% more of my stuff.
Nice.
And the big thing, okay, here's the big thing that Rico is talking about. I got my game streaming set up. Finally, yeah. Dude. So ganito yun, this is how it all worked out. And ever people ask me what kind of computer you got, I have no idea what to say because it was custom built for me by a tech shop that was recommended to me by Andre Ko.
Mm-hmm.
You might know him. He was a former RX DJ and he's really into my computers and stuff. So I was like, Dre, can you help me? And he recommended me to this store called Battle Pass Tech Shop, which is...
Where?
I forgot. Yeah, because it was delivered to me direct, so I didn't have to go to the actual shop. He just asked, see, Sir Dave, he asked me for my budget. Anong, what do you want to do? What is the purpose of this computer? Mm-hmm. So I told him, I want to stream. All in all, kasi wala pa akong monitor, wala akong keyboard, wala akong webcam... It cost me like 80,000 pesos.
Real time. Is that under or over your budget?
It was actually right in line because he asked me for my budget. Mm-hmm. I said I want to spend between 60 to 80K.
Okay.
I figured, and I was talking to one of our DJs now, Chino. I showed him my specs because I don't know anything. As in, I don't know what the card, graphics card is. So I showed it to him, and he said, yeah, you have a pretty good build, man. It'll last you 5 years, at least 5 years. So I was like, oh, that's a good investment. Nah. So I set it up. It's so confusing setting up a Facebook gaming stream. But good thing
is there
I already,
like a new category on Facebook, like
there's,
gaming?
Yeah, game content creator. And when you put that, you are eligible for this program called the Level Up program. And since yung page ko matagal na yun, for 4 or 5 years na, I already met 4 of the 6 requirements needed to become a Level Up creator. Becoming a Level Up creator gives people the ability who stream watchers. To give you stars, yung tawag dun stars, para siyang donations. Like if you're on Kumu, diamonds, diba?
Yeah.
Or if you're on Twitch, I forgot the name of the, I think it's credits. So I was able to fulfill those two things on my first 2 days of streaming, the last two things. And I started streaming Call of Duty Warzone, which I talk about endlessly all the fucking time. My first stream was like 6 hours, and I streamed for maybe 3 hours another night. And believe it or not, I've made money already.
Nice, man.
From some from Leche fans who came into the stream and then supported me, sent me 50 stars, 100 stars. But what's really cool is I have viewers who are not Leche. Actually, two viewers for now that I remember. One is a guy in South Carolina.
Whoa. Okay.
And another is a dad in Boston. And the dad in Boston paid me $5 last night to play with his 13-year-old son for 3 games.
No.
I was like, I cannot believe there are people. I mean, not in a bad way. I was just like, I can't believe there are people who I don't know who have never seen or heard of me who went into my stream and watched me and maybe I'm hoping enjoyed watching me play. And it's like, hey, can I pay you $5 if you play with my son. It will make
his
day.
How do you get the money?
The stars. He paid me in stars. So he said $5. So he sent me 500 stars because that's each star is worth 1 cent.
Wow.
US dollars. So 250 pesos for 3 games, which 3 games was maybe like an hour. So it just baffles my mind that there are people who've never heard of you who will go into a stream. Like, as in my peak number of viewers was like 12. Diba?
Yeah.
It's so mind-boggling that there are strangers who are willing to watch you and pay you money for being entertaining.
Yeah.
Wala lang. It's so crazy.
Of course.
And Rico watched.
I did.
Did you finish that though?
Because, almost.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because the game that Rico came in to support me, I won my first ever stream, my game, first ever game on stream.
Yeah.
In the game that Rico came in.
I remember I was still watching up until you're just like, 10 or 6 or something.
I was hyped, bro. I was like, fuck, we won! Sayang di mo nakita yung ending, bro.
No, I remember because that was the day I had a Zoom inuman with my friends again.
Okay. But it was, I hope to continue doing it. So if anyone wants to, any of the Leche fans, we posted the, I mean, someone shared it and I also shared it. It's a Leche fan group. The page, but it's on my Facebook page, which is It's Me JC, the same as my Instagram. If you follow me on Instagram, I don't have a streaming schedule yet, but I'm optimistic. I really think it's something that I could make not a living, but a nice little side hustle. I think it would be something that I can earn from.
Okay.
Yeah. I hear a little feedback in the headset.
Yeah. No, I'm super delayed. Should we just wait it out?
No, it's not going to go away.
Okay. Yeah.
Perfect. Okay. Wait, what was it? I'm going to have to cut it there. But something that I could earn from. So, yeah. I mean, that's the major thing that I did this week. There's really nothing much. There's really nothing much. I that's it. Like I invested all this money, invested in myself, and I've always said it. I think I've said it here on the podcast.
Yeah.
I've said it on my own podcast. But I'd say to you, even when not on the podcast, I always say you invest in yourself. and you take the chance if you have the means to do it. And I feel like I do.
Mm-hmm.
And
then why not?
Because there's nothing, in a way, there's nothing to lose. Because if you're, and we talk about it even about this podcast, when you invest in yourself, it really should be for you. The money is secondary. Because at the end of the day, let's say my streaming career never mm-hmm. really takes off. I have a bomb-ass computer. I'm True. Having fun playing video games.
I remember maybe late last year or the latter half of the year, I was talking to a friend. And, you know, I was just telling her about my dreams and, like, aspirations. And not, like, the big... Like big, like I want to be a millionaire and get a jet or something. Mm. It's more like the more attainable dreams. And then I like what she told me, and it's super casual how she told me this, like, not even advice, just a phrase, but I could never forget it. She was like, "What's the worst that could happen? Mm-hmm. Go ahead, go."
Exactly.
I mean, like, okay, fine. You want to go to another country. Can't get a job there. Okay, go back.
Yeah.
Whatever.
You have there's a lot of things that
yeah.
I feel like we are so afraid to do a lot of things simply because we don't want to fail, but we fail to realize that even if we fail, it's not really failing, if yeah. that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Exactly.
Unless you're putting your whole life savings on the line, you have to make a living. You know, these things, you know, following your dreams and goals. Of course, this is from a place of privilege. But if you want to follow your dreams and goals and you have a little bit of money to do it, the only thing you're losing is money.
Mm-hmm.
And money is not everything, at least to some, to people who have the ability to pursue their goals.
Yeah.
Money shouldn't be, like, the biggest thing for you, I think. In my opinion. That's just my opinion, though.
I feel like, especially this year and last year, people understand that more.
Yeah, man.
You know, it doesn't matter if you have all the money in the world.
Dude, I was never... You know, we talked about how kuripot I am.
Yeah.
Just the thought of spending 80K on a computer last year, I'd be like, well, fuck that.
Yeah.
But I was like, man, life is standing still. I might as well make my life something, you know, make my life a little bit better and hopefully make money from it, but... If not, it's still fun. Do what you love.
That is true. All right, Finn?
Finn! Okay. Wapow!
Wapow. Let's start it, with...
Crease.
Because. Because. Paano ulit? Because.
Because.
Because. Parang ganun.
Okay, so the Chris Aquino viral because...
Because.
Because.
I don't know. I can't.
It's actually taken from a interview.
An interview.
With
yeah.
Kim Chu, which took place years ago.
Yeah, I actually don't know what they were talking about.
2014,
but
yeah.
I think that's what's funny about it because people, because.
I watched the video and Kim was talking about.
I think she was touched, right? With like a gesture from Fred, am I correct?
She was talking about how social media was kind of be a little bit toxic and whatever. And she was trying to complete her thought.
Mm-hmm.
And parang.
Chris was trying to help her.
Chris was like, just trying to, you know, get the answer. And the word because. But the thing is, and I was telling Rika before the podcast, I don't understand.
Same. I feel like that's the whole thing.
Is that what
it
is?
It's funny. Yeah, it's funny. And then people just took that because and put other statements
next to it.
Yeah. So it's just not that. It's not just about that. So it could be, it's like the new, ganda yun, yung ganun. Di ba parang, kunwari, kapag gutom ka before, yung gutom yun, yung ganun. Now it's this one.
So Chris Aquino has actually responded to the
meme.
Yeah, on Instagram.
Oh, wow.
She actually posted it in Instagram. Here, you can read it.
Because, alangan naman kayo lang ang nag-e-enjoy. Ask me anything, I can answer with because. Cutest questions will get answered.
Yeah, she posted that on Instagram with a picture of the meme. Which I guess is the because face now.
Like, yeah.
And people have been using
it. Let's read some of the funny ones.
Have you seen some of the funny ones? I don't know. I have to look for some. But on Twitter, people were using memes of Avatar The Last Airbender.
Why?
But, you know, like, I forgot. You'd have to look it up. But something about the Fire Lord, why Aang... has to take down the Fire Lord, something like that. You know what I mean?
Go na.
Because.
And then even like other news sites picked up the story and put in a witty caption like News 5 says, "This is a story because."
Ay, nako. So it's a picture that really just speaks, you know, well, not a thousand words, but like, a word, because. Yeah.
And I feel like, you know, these are the type of stuff that I think sometimes we need, you know, it's like a short break from all the toxicity on online. And I'm also thankful that that's how she responded to the whole meme. Cause yeah. I mean, like, you know, you could be a meme and still be negative about it, right?
Yeah.
You know what?
What?
I actually watched that one episode on BuzzFeed where she became a meme. She became famous in another country. It's like a small European country.
Chris Aquino?
No. This random girl.
Okay.
I remember, yeah. And then she told the story of becoming famous in a random country that I've never been to because because she was a meme there. They used her as a meme. Can you imagine?
The internet, man.
I know.
It's undefeated.
That's why you have a viewer from Boston.
Boston.
Right?
Who pays money to play with his
son.
You
know what? I do want to believe that this is the power of the internet. And, you know, whatever you post out there, I'm sure, like, let's say you posted something about BTS. I'm sure, feeling mo hindi na nakita. I feel like they've seen it. You know, and at one point, they will see that tweet that you sent.
I'm sure they see the viral ones.
Yeah, but not just. I feel like they see
small
every.
Ones.
Yeah, you know.
Probably.
Sometimes, like, stuff land on my Twitter page that I've never seen your profile, but, you know, it's there. Anyway.
The algorithm, man.
It's the algorithm. So, that's it because we have to move on to another.
Whoop-pow!
Okay.
Let's do the car seat thing.
We need car seats because.
Because. So there's a new car. Let me look it up. Car seat law, Philippines. Okay.
Okay, so in my head, when I saw that, when they implemented it, in my head, I was thinking, this is progress. Am I right? However, maybe because I didn't read up all about it, like all the issues around it. So I don't want to, you know, ayoko magsalita ng tapos. I don't want to say anything anymore. Mm-hmm. So what is the issue around this law? I want to know, honestly.
Let's go learn about it. Okay.
Okay. I do get that. You know what? That actually entered my mind that, you know, not everybody can afford a car seat. You know, they're pretty expensive.
Okay.
And, you know, and for some people who already, like, let's say they already have a car, maybe the money goes to the car.
Yeah.
You know, to pay it off.
Okay. So here's the law, which was actually supposed to take effect last Tuesday, but because of six senators called to postpone the enforcement to the LTO. They called the LTO and said, let's postpone the enforcement, citing the lack of guidelines and the financial strain that it may cause to the public, which is the part that you talked about, like the not everyone can afford it. But the law requires children up to age 12 and shorter than 4'11" to use car seats.
Okay, I get
12,
that.
12, I feel like, is pretty big, right?
I know, but I mean,
big,
like,
fucking 12-year-olds out there.
There are.
Like, 5 foot one.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know? I remember when I competed in Hong Kong, and then I was right beside this New Zealander, and I was like,
yeah,
I'm so
right.
tiny.
That's right.
And we're all 12 years old.
So what about people who are four? Because the average height of a Filipina, okay, I'll just use women because they're genetically, they're shorter for the most part, right? Mm-hmm. What's the average height of a Filipino woman?
Like 5'4".
5'4". Mm. So it's not a stretch to say that there might be grown adults that are
4'11". That is true, man.
So what is it, just the age?
It could be.
That, I mean, I know people who are 4'11". I think. I'm not sure.
Isn't that your type?
Oh. Actually, I do.
You like
short girls, I think we talked about this, right? Because they're easy to...
To what?
To throw around. That was
like,
a joke. That was a joke.
To throw around?
That was a joke. Did we make this on that podcast?
Maybe.
Yeah, or maybe this
I don't know.
Joke that
do you have another podcast that I don't know
no,
about?
No. But yeah, so children up to age 12 and shorter than 4'11". So they at least the it's been postponed. But that was a law that mm-hmm. was actually proposed and it passed to, you know, through the yeah. channels.
And it says here, okay, so no child 150 centimeters or 4'11 or mm-hmm. less in height or 12 years of age is allowed in the front passenger seat. This is because of the danger. So this is like the research behind it. This is because of the danger of injury or death due to the front airbags, mm-hmm. which during a crash expand at speeds of over 300 kilometers per hour
okay.
straight into your child's face.
Okay.
Which is potentially deadly.
Right.
I mean, but if you're 4'11", it could still, I mean, even if you're not a child. I get it. Yeah. I mean,
yeah.
if you are 4'11" and you, you know, you don't want to be under that risk, then just sit at the back.
Yeah. And if it had been implemented, the fine would have been 5,000 pesos and driver's license suspension.
Shit. Mm. Yeah. I think, yeah, I kind of get the issue. You know, I mean, like, not everybody can afford. I mean, I know I wouldn't, you know.
Well, you don't have a baby.
Well,
true.
I know. Anyway, you know, it's like, it would be a hard decision for me to get like an extra thing. However, if you do have a child, I mean, obviously you're going to do everything you can to protect them, right?
Yeah. I think so. But what about the...
Who are we? We do not have children, man.
I know, right? My son will only ride
in my fallopian tubes.
In the best conditions. But I think the law itself is...
I think it's reasonable.
It is, definitely.
However, I think that, again, the timing is so weird. Yeah. You know, we prioritize, like, the government probably, like, prioritizes
plus
some other stuff.
Kids can't go out, right?
And,
right
yeah, now? That's right now, true. So yeah. Why today? Why now? Maybe, like, to give them time to buy the car seat? But what if they're allowed in the car already? Let's say in 2 or 3 years, the lockdown is lifted, but they don't fit in the car seat anymore. Do you get me?
Yeah.
Anyway, those are just like, you know, scenarios. But what was I about to say?
I don't know.
You keep interrupting me with your jeans, man. Like, I am not. I'm not. This is such a weird friggin' day. Our mics are not working well. Yeah. You're wearing jeans. I'm wearing a friggin' skirt. What the hell, dude? I wore a freaking skirt on the day I decided to ride the Jeep again nice. For the first time.
How was it, by the way?
Okay, so can I just tell you? Okay, so it has like that partition, right, in each passenger, but I feel like it's more unsanitary.
The partition.
Yeah, the partition. I mean, like,
because
you know, it's so close to you. And unless the passenger cleans it right before they leave, I mean, whatever is in there, it's going to be there.
Right.
And it could transfer to your clothes. I don't know if it protects any, but I feel like if we're required to, this is just me, okay? If we're required to wear the face shields, I think that's enough. Because the partition for me, especially so the Jeep that I rode, is that the right?
Yeah.
Grammar.
Rided.
The Jeep that I rode in.
Rode-ed it.
The partition wasn't full. Do you get me? It's like letter, like it's an isosceles triangle.
I mean, now it's a math. It's a triangle.
Like, yeah, it's triangle with like slanted. Do you get me? It's not like
aren't full. All triangles slanted?
No way. What the fuck? So.
I'm trying to
it's
imagine.
It's like a letter L. Then kinoconnect in two dots. Gets mo? Hindi siya full rectangle. It's like half of a rectangle.
Bakit may rectangle na?
Wait lang. Di ba kunwari, if you're thinking about a partition.
Yes, yes.
It's like a full rectangle,
like
right?
Like a door,
okay, right?
Yeah.
Imagine this
door
partition.
From corner to corner.
Corner to corner. It's like cut
it's
in half.
It's a triangle. Yeah,
it's a triangle. Again, yeah, I said anyway,
are you sure it's not scalene? And I'm going scalene.
Oh, fuck. Di ko alam, baka mali
scalene ako. Is when the three sides are not the same size. Same
size?
Same length.
Ah, scalese yun.
Scalene. Scalene. Scalese. There's isosceles, scalene, no, and equilateral.
Scalene. Feeling ka scalene yun. Kasi mas mahaba yung ano eh.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So anyway, so the partition was that, you know, it's that size. Okay. Which means there's still an opening for you to be near the next person. I mean, but anyway, I'm not complaining because at least they're doing something.
Okay.
It's just that for me, I don't know, parang...
Yeah, I understand why you would
feel
that way.
It's a little pointless. Or if they really want to, I don't know. Oh man, I don't really have like any suggestions. Yeah, it's just really my thoughts. And I think if they do want to like improve on it, maybe make it like the full rectangle.
Gets.
Yeah, like a door in between
or
you that's
two
plastic.
Isosceles triangles put together.
That's true.
There we go.
No, that's not. No,
two scalene. I feel like isosceles because it's a rectangle. I think isosceles is if there's a right angle sa triangle.
Yun nga. Ayun, isosceles.
I feel like. Yeah.
Tama ka dun.
Yes.
So yeah. But it was still a pleasant experience again. I mean, I used to commute a lot before when it was allowed. I used to commute like almost every day. Mm. But ever since the lockdown, I've been driving around and I hate having to pay for gas. I fucking hate it. Mm. I feel like I'm just flushing my money down the drain. Mm. Because I mean, I believe in public transportation. I believe it. Like, you know, whether you're mayaman, mahirap, whatever you are, wherever you live, you can use, you know, the train, you can use the jeep or whatever, the taxi. Mm. So for me, parang I also before whenever people, I would encounter people who would look down on people riding the train or the bus. I'm like, who the fuck are you?
Because.
Get out of here, man.
Because.
So yeah.
Okay. Wapow?
Wapow?
Last
one.
Tipsy Pig, which I actually got confused
with. Ikaw, kumakain ka ng puwet.
Kumakain ka ng puwet. Pagmahal mo. We've actually, Rika made that statement.
Yeah. It's like I mean, like it's a running joke with everything.
Yeah.
Everybody.
I mean, I don't even remember what mix that was. I just remember we were laughing about it. Eating ass. Oh, okay. So anyway.
Have you
eaten ass?
Considered.
I have not eaten
have
ass.
You been...
I'm going on the record. I'm saying I've never. And I don't think I. As much as you could douche and
Yeah.
I think that's. We had this discussion.
My question is does your tongue need to go in the hole? Or can you just like.
The
you know,
crack?
Yeah. Does it need to go in the hole? Not the crack, the hole.
Well, I feel like you're not committing if you're not going in the hole, though.
Right. That's
kind of
like
mean?
Tasting ass. It's not eating.
It's like
ass.
A free taste instead of the full meal.
Yeah, and plus if you're already there, right?
Anyway, let's talk about the commercial first. So the commercial is just it's very simple. A group of girlfriends are eating at a restaurant, which is Tipsy Pig is the name, is the brand that advertises. And there's a chicken.
And then they were talking about like the parts of the chicken. Mm. And another friend came in who didn't hear the conversation prior. So they asked her, "Kumain ka ba ng puwet?" Which is, they're referring to the puwet of the manok, of the chicken.
And she paused for a few seconds.
And then she said, "Pagmahal ko." And I feel like it's, you know, what do you call this? Like, delivers. You know, it's very effective. But at the same time, it's also like sex positive for me.
Okay.
A little?
All right.
You know.
I wonder if there are any... But there's rules like FTRB,
but
whatever.
But this is online.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so, you know.
But are there rules for advertising businesses? If... Siguro kapag online, wala, no?
I don't think so.
Yeah,
yeah
only
I don't
if it's
think
on TV
so. Yeah,
for...
like, what do you call that? Ano yung dito sa atin?
Yeah, basta yung mga...
ALC? Ano?
I don't know.
AIC?
Yeah.
Anyway.
AIC certified, mga ganun. Something like that. Okay, so maybe there is no rule.
Yeah. I mean, if it's just a video that you paid for and you post on your page, I don't think people can
take it
down. You know.
Yeah, it's not, there's no hate speech or anything.
No.
It's actually love speech.
It is. Sex speech.
Yeah. Mm. Anyway, wait. Let's go back to the conversation then.
Okay. I've never.
Yeah, me neither.
Same.
But
yeah.
Would you? I think
mahal, kahit, paano pag super mahal mo?
Kahit mahal mo, that's where your shit comes out, bro. I think we had this. I think we had the same exact discussion on a podcast. If someone could look it up,
yeah, can somewhere. You just like, are we just recycling conversations?
I'm telling you, that's where your poops come out.
No, but wait a minute. Okay. Imagine your ultimate crush, like
I know,
and they look amazing. Their butt is amazing, right. And they ask you to eat their ass. Would you? You wouldn't even try,
dude.
Because I get it if you try and then you say no because it's not your thing.
No, I just feel like you cannot clean it enough.
Yeah.
No matter what you do.
Right.
As soon as you're done cleaning, right, you could get the clean. And a douche, but no, douche. Yeah, iba yung douche, no? Or iba?
Enema.
Basta, anything that will flush.
Douche is for the vag.
Anything that flushes all the toxins and stuff out. Cool, right?
Mm.
But as soon as you're done with that, the minute your butthole closes, my pawis na yun eh.
Yeah.
And that pawis has a smell, and it smells like ass.
It smells like ass.
And I don't think I could do it.
I think I'll try, but I think I'll try, but I know I won't like it. I know I will not like it. Because it's service.
Have you ventured remotely in the vicinity of said
accidentally?
Okay.
With some crying at the end.
Fair enough.
You know, it's like literally my first time crying.
I have not gone lower than maybe like 1 centimeter beneath the ano ba tawag dun?
I know
the opening.
Ano ang tawag mo dito? Pateros.
Ano pateros? Bagsakan ng itlog.
Hindi pa rin pateros.
Na iba yun.
What is that space between the opening and
isn't that the gooch?
Gooch?
I swear we had the exact same conversation.
You know, I have a question. You know what? I came across a question that I was just thinking I should ask JC this. Do you know where a penis panda is located? Like,
I don't
where
know what that
is it? Like a panda's penis. Where is it?
Oh.
Do they even have a penis?
Of course they do. Wait,
I know, but where is it?
I'm guessing like where a dog's penis would be, right? I mean, pandas when they're on all fours. Wait, pandas walk on all fours, right?
Don't they walk on like just hind
two
legs?
Two legs like wee bear bears? I don't think so. What the fuck? I think they can stand up, like,
I
you
think
know,
it's
if
like
they're going
right,
to fight
like
someone.
Under their fur, right? Like
yeah, I'm guessing it's where like four-legged mammals, they're like dogs, like that area.
If we find out that it's not there,
where else would it be? Dude?
I don't know. Like their tails?
No.
What if all this time?
That's ridiculous.
What if all this time we thought it was a tail? It was actually a penis. Anyway.
Do you think pandas eat ass? You know, that's a question.
That
right?
is a question. I don't think they're willing. I mean, they only go straight to the genitals. Like animals go straight to the genitals.
Straight up, man. No foreplay, bro.
Mm-hmm.
No lube.
No, not even anything.
So eating ass is not out of the question. Especially dogs lick their own butts.
Yeah,
bro.
They
it's
do.
Fucking weird.
And other dogs' butts.
True.
Mm. Anyway,
so yeah, that's the Tipsy Pig commercial that went viral.
Out,
it's really
it's funny. It's funny.
Before we end it, what do you think of it as a? Would it did it make you want to go to Tipsy Pig?
Yeah, I mean they do have you know some
is
stuff that I
memorable?
Like.
Is it memorable? To you, the brand? Because for me, the joke was what was memorable. But I was here talking behind the scenes. I was like, oh, let's talk about the Maxis. Because it looks like Maxis a little bit.
Yeah, the whole restaurant.
And the chicken looks like a Maxis chicken. So
Okay. So the reason why I said it was effective, because I remembered Tipsy Pig, you know? Without it, the next time I go out, I wouldn't even, you know,
right.
Tipsy Pig wouldn't even
be
come
in your mind.
Like, I wouldn't.
Yeah,
think
it would,
about it.
It wouldn't
right?
enter
cross my
your,
mind.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
But now, like you know, because I do remember the commercial. I'm like, maybe we should go
maybe
to Tipsy Pig. I want to get the chicken. Malimo, they just have like a bowl of chicken butts.
I know chicken butt tastes.
You know, my mom
good.
Is that's,
de o tawag dun, or something.
I'm
like
not
that.
Sure, but my mom's favorite part of the chicken is that the chicken butt.
I swear, the conversation we had on a mix prior
yeah,
also started
same.
From chicken butt.
Yeah.
And
probably.
Then this whole ass eating. We've had this. It's like deja vu.
It's like deja vu, right?
I remember saying I wouldn't eat ass because that's where your shit comes out. I remember saying that, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It sounds familiar, right?
It does. Maybe you just say it too often. Maybe.
Wow.
Well.
I don't remember the last time I talked about eating ass.
Eating ass.
But I think my stance has remained the same.
Okay.
And I don't think it's going to change.
Because, dude, what if it's like your super ultimate like, celebrity crush and like they're in front of you, like, please.
As soon as it closes, dude, the steam and whatever is in there. Mm. I don't know the anatomy of an asshole. But
sweat.
There are microscopic germs that you just, no matter how enemized it is.
You know how moist the vag is?
Oh my
and
God.
Like
right.
the peanut,
yeah,
the,
exactly. But at least the
it's
poops
like
doesn't come out there.
Right, that's true.
Like urine, the taste of urine, I feel like.
Where are you going with this?
If you were given the option to drink a little bit of pee or eat a little bit of shit, you would probably pick the pee.
What if it's like a lot of pee? Let's say like half a cup.
But that's not the case though. Of course. Well, versus what? How
versus
much poop?
Versus like just a little bit of
like
shit.
How much? Like what?
Like a dot. Yeah.
I still think I'd take the pee, man. Because it's more natural it's water that just was.
True. And plus, we don't know if the water we're drinking right now
exactly.
has like a little bit of pee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But shit.
I wonder if it has a taste. Now.
What? Pee? You've never... That's where the conversation ends.
That's it, you guys. Shout out to everybody. I don't want to touch my phone.
Sige. Let me just...
I'll try.
Oh, we have a Delibre.
Oh, that's
true. And actually, we already picked the winner from the random.
Yeah.
And the winner is... M Historia.
Congrats, Malaysan.
We'll message you M Historia on how you will get your Ipudo PH pork belly buns. Yung ba tawag dun?
Yes.
Okay. Do we have a delivery this week or wala pang second
stone?
Yeah,
I forgot to tell you. But can we announce it in
next week na lang.
Ah, next week.
Next week na lang. Just so that we can do it the right way. Lecheka might come out Wednesday or Thursday. Probably Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Okay, it's coming out Wednesday. But we're doing Kumu Live. I know it's not going to be uploaded by the time you hear this, but I think you can catch a replay of it on if you follow Podcast Network Asia on Kumu. Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
So go check that out. And shout out to Maris, at least on Instagram. Maria's Prude, JAGX83, Shinstaguam, and Jelly Cacortez, Jolly Jeep, Flip Mark, Staycation for Less, that's about, Pau Verges, M Historia, who actually
Hello.
Just won, so she just follows. John C. Firmo. So say if you follow us, you can win food. Maria Sackley, Nordivi Lem Owns, Artemis Branwen, Fabula May, Rich Karamat, Gasarmiento, Harina, too big, Riley Pana, Trina Liz Gregoria, Hurop, Bran is Love, Big Hari, and Cran Daddy. I think we already read the rest of these, I think.
Cool.
So,
shout out to people over on Twitter. Roy Swar, Antonio, Jeremy, RG, Francis, and no other, no one. One.
One.
Shout out to Del Rosari for following us, and JC Legaspi, and don't forget, we're gonna go on Kumu.
Kumu.
Yes, check out the Podcast Network Asia.
For sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And also, wait, special shout out to the Leche fans who went to my stream.
Shout out.
Shout out to Jay De La Rosa, to JR Bustarga. If I forgot, it's because I was so overwhelmed with the conversation. Bev, who gave me
It's because he doesn't care.
RJ Abrenica. Bev actually was the first person to ever give me stars.
Aww.
So thank you very much.
You will be remembered.
Yep. And that's it.
Eulogy. Anyway,
Hallelujah.
Bye.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.